Namaste and welcome to our series of podcasts. Today I would like to share a few thoughts on the importance of clarity. Guys, before I start, I would like to tell that I am not having any specific expectations with these podcasts. If people listen and get some benefit, I'll be happy. Otherwise, nothing. Because I know the importance of clarity, the way I struggled. I was a very ambitious person, being a mechanical engineer, and did my master's in quality management, also did partially financial management, and was very ambitious, worked in the industry. I'm telling these things not to boast about my background, but I was a regular person with regular ambitions of trying to grow in the career and then make money. But then when my mother died, I got this transition or the shift. I thought that I will die one day without understanding about life, and that's how I entered into the monastic life, becoming a monk. And I struggled a lot. First 2 years of my monastic life were intense struggle, but when I look back, I feel they were needed for me. I have to go through the fire. I have to struggle to get the clarity. So I know the value of these things. So I share, because there will be someone who may get benefit from these things. If someone thinks that this is all nonsense, I don't mind. I don't feel anything bad about that. And my wife, Veena, always tells that right people will find the right teachings. Just like the way bees find the flowers and they get the honey. So similarly, I am just sharing because if it may reach some people who need this clarity, with that good intentions, I am sharing. Not with absolutely with no other expectations. And of course, if people find it useful, I will be happy. Why not? And because most of the time I don't get any feedback from these podcasts. So I don't know. Only I know the number of people who heard about it. So now coming to the topic today, clarity. Clarity is the name of the game. My teacher, my most beloved, respected teacher, Swami Dayanandaji, he always told clarity is the name of the game. So I went through different orders. I did my yoga. I learned from Bihar School of Yoga, Hatha Yoga. Afterwards, much later, I did different teacher trainings in Mysore also, in different other places, my yoga teacher trainings. And I saw a lot of these yoga gurus, yoga teachers and other people who keep telling you to believe them, or who tell that keep practicing, everything will be coming in time. But what I found, the real teaching came from Swami Dayanandaji of Rishikesh. He used to teach us, he and his students, his disciples, where I got the teaching, the right teaching. Initially, I used to have tremendous resistance to receive the teachings. Basically, they used to teach us the basic scriptures like Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, and Brahma Sutras and some other important texts, and that's where we learned Sanskrit and we started listening. And there used to be a lot of resistance for me to listen, because I had the preconceived notions and concepts, because I read a lot of books and I used to think I know everything. I understood, because I used to think whatever we read is right, whatever is printed is like a Bible or a Veda, just the way nowadays people think whatever is in the internet is right. Because whenever I tell something different in the class, people come and say that in the internet I found like this. In internet, lot of stupid things are there. What to do? Anybody can publish anything in the internet, and we cannot do. And celebrities do these Instagram celebrities and all. They copy paste lot of things. Because they're celebrities, then people listen to them. Then fine, let them go ahead with that. Nothing can be done about it. But if we are interested in our welfare, we should first of all understand the importance of clarity. Clarity, when I'm talking, it's not just intellectual clarity. It is about emotional clarity. Clarity is needed in every aspect of our life. I am telling these things because I love you. I don't need anything. I don't want people to suffer. When I see people suffering, I feel so sad. I feel sad because they are unnecessarily suffering. They can get out of this suffering very easily, but they I don't know. They love to suffer, or they say that they don't want to suffer, but they continue to suffer. Basically, we can get out of the suffering, as Patanjali says, that we don't need to suffer. We can avoid future suffering. This is one of the sutras which says that you can avoid, or you ought to avoid, better you avoid future suffering. That is how Patanjali mentions in the sutras. So we don't need to suffer, but people suffer. So why we suffer? Because of lack of clarity. Clarity with respect to everything is important. I'm not getting into the clarity of investments, clarity of the material decisions. Of course, there also you need clarity. You need to have clarity with respect to where you will invest your money, where you will invest your trust. So where you will invest in terms of what you want to do, decision making depends on clarity. But here we are talking about clarity with respect to emotions. Today I would like to mention the importance of emotional clarity and emotional, which is connected to emotional empowerment, emotional strength. People are suffering now, nowadays a lot more. Younger people are suffering so much due to lack of emotional strength, emotional resilience. They talk about these things. Many yoga teachers, they rattle out a lot of these things, just copy paste. They write in a notes in the yoga class and they read out. That's fine for the class, but they don't assimilate these things and they continue to suffer. So it's a choice. So what I am trying to tell is that we don't need to suffer. We don't need to suffer unless we want to suffer. So what we need to do is try to give some time to our emotions. Try to understand that we don't need to suffer. We have the ability to sort out our internal environment and get the necessary tools not to suffer. So it's not about repeating some statements. It is not about standing on your head or your hands or keeping your legs behind your head. That is not important. You do, you don't do. That's not important. Yoga teachers, when they do advanced postures, they feel great about it. Wonderful. There are gymnastic people who can do a lot more than yoga teachers. There are people who do acrobatics, calisthenics. They can do a lot more than yoga teachers. So we need to understand as yoga practitioners and teachers that you like to suffer, you continue to suffer. If you don't want to suffer emotionally, you need to get clarity about your emotions, not just pretending to have clarity or just projecting yourself that you have the clarity. So what is emotional clarity? First of all, understand about your emotions. And most important thing, this is the most important thing, it's not enough to understand about your emotions. Understand that you can change your emotions. You can change your moods. They are not permanent. If you think you cannot change your emotions, if you think that if you try to change your emotions, if you choose your emotions, those emotions will get suppressed or repressed, that is a wrong concept. Wrong concepts are being given by the many of the psychology, because psychology is growing. They have changed their concepts, many concepts. So 20 years before, the psychological concepts are not same as today. So we need to understand that we can choose our emotions. There are dysfunctional emotions. If we repeat every dysfunctional emotion, it becomes stronger. That's why Patanjali says, cultivate positive opposite emotions. Understand dysfunctional emotions. This is one way of coming out of your suffering. So this is clarity. The clarity is that I don't need to suffer. That is first clarity. Second aspect of clarity is there are certain emotions which are dysfunctional. They are not serving me in any way. Exactly the way nowadays people look at the food. For example, your gluten allergy or your lactose intolerant, will you go and eat gluten or lactose? No, you will not. Why? Because you know that that's going to do you harm. Same way, certain emotions are going to do you harm. How are you saying that the every emotion is same, all emotions are same, you cannot brand them as good and evil? This is stupidity. When we know that certain food is not good for us, it may be good for someone else. I am not gluten intolerant. You are gluten intolerant. So that certain things may not, I may be having tolerance to it. I can handle it. Essentially what I mean is I can handle. So certain people can handle certain emotions. But we need to understand there are certain emotions which are not good for anyone. They are like poisons. If you say that poison, is it good for anyone? Okay, gluten and lactose, we can understand. What about poison? What about cyanide? What about certain things which are rotten things? Will we ever go and eat rotten vegetables or some meat or something? People who eat meat, I don't encourage, of course, meat eating. I'm a vegetarian and I like to encourage that. But now, will anybody eat in rotten things? Because it is not going to suit, it will harm them. Similarly, there are certain emotions which are harmful to us. We need to understand clarity with respect to harmful emotions. So, clarity with respect to our emotions, clarity with respect to our moods, clarity with respect to the concept that we can change our emotions. Lot of times people think that you cannot change your emotions. There are some yoga teachers who tell, don't get attached to joy. Then because one day when you suffer, then you will be feeling more miserable. Some concepts they will tell. It's not getting attached to joy. Joy is your nature. It's not another emotion which comes and goes. It is exactly like don't get attached to health. One day when you are sick, you will feel more sick or more miserable. Getting attached to health. Health is natural. So that's why whenever we are not healthy, whenever we are sick, we want to get back to health. What is wrong about it? So similarly, in the emotional world, in our inner environment, there are certain emotions which are positive, which are good. They make us experience our true nature. Whereas there are emotions which block our true nature. They block our energy. That's why when certain emotions come, when you feel insecure, when you feel jealous, when you feel possessive, you cannot experience any energy. You feel low. You feel your energy is being drained. That's why they are being called as dysfunctional emotions. We need to bring clarity through that. I'm not going to give a list of those things now in this podcast. I would like to say that observe where you are feeling low. Understand the emotions which are pulling you down. Recognize them, acknowledge them and get out of them. I'm not saying that you are suppressing them or repressing them. When you recognize, when you acknowledge and then you get out is never going to lead to any suppression or repression. In fact, it is going to transform you. Transmutation of energy will happen. You are going to grow. That is the growth. When we talk about spiritual growth, what is spiritual growth? It is not just taking some substance and then experiencing high or have try a magic mushroom and feel some experience. That is not spirituality. That is fun. That is recreation. We are talking about spirituality is where you see your emotions, you discover them and you have the ability to get a safe distance from them, create a distance within. You become the witness and you understand, I am the boss. This emotion comes and goes. I am there as the witness of these emotions and I will change this negative emotion to a positive emotion. It's exactly like choosing your friends, choosing your company. All these years, imagine you are friends with people who are partying. Imagine that you are friends with party animals. But then one day suddenly you woke up and you decided that I will not participate in this because it's not going to help me. I am going to change my circle. And you start changing. But they don't understand. They will come back to you again and again. And then you have to tell them again and again and again that, sorry boss, I am not interested in these things. Sorry guys, please leave me alone. I am no more going to participate in the way I used to participate because my values have changed. So clarity with respect to values, clarity with respect to concepts, clarity with respect to emotions which are good for us, which are not good for us. So this is where today I am just mentioning about the importance of clarity. Clarity is light. Clarity is more awareness. You bring more awareness, you get clarity, and clarity is also with respect to the ability to give up our preconceived notions. Holding on to our preconceived notions and concepts is an aspect of ego. Open mind is growth. When I am not open, then I am closed. Then I will not be able to receive nor able to give. Closed fist can neither receive nor give. So that's why we need to invite clarity, be open, and try to understand. Most important thing, the clarity with respect to this one concept, that we can choose our emotions, we can change our emotions anytime. We don't need to go with our emotions and become a slave to our emotions and continue to suffer the way we are suffering. Mental health is most important, because mental health can promote physical health also. So this we should not forget. And though people say that they are interested in mental health, somehow they are not giving importance to that. If we can spend 100th of the time which we spend for certain practices, or spending time with the social media or friends, 100th time with respect to clarity, then we can help ourselves in a big way. The amount of time, just think of it as, because I am addressing most of the time to the yoga people, yoga students and teachers, and imagine how much time you spend on developing a handstand or splits, how much time you spend. If you can note down the total time you spend, if you can spend 100th of the time in trying to get clarity about your emotions and changing your certain old concepts, you can reduce the suffering so much. We can really help ourselves in a very big way. Quality of life will change in a big way. So that's what I wanted to emphasize in this podcast. Spending some time every day, a few minutes, trying to get clarity about our emotions and trying to look at our intentions and concepts and trying to get clarity there, and holding on to the old concepts is nothing but an extension of our ego. So we have to get ready to get rid of those wrong concepts. So with the note, I would like to tell that, remember, you are the boss and you can change your emotions and moods. And I am telling this because I love you. I don't want anything else from you. So take care. Wish you a wonderful weekend. Talk to you soon. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.